A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The investigation continues, and Salt Lake City police say they're getting good information about the gunman who shot and killed U of U football player Aaron Lowe. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the latest.
Investigators say they've looked into every single tip and lead they've received since the shooting.
At this point, there are several potential promising leads that our investigators are aware of.
But Salt Lake City Police spokesperson Brent Weisberg says there are still several people who fled the party after the shots were fired who have not come forward. They believe some people may be fearful to talk to police.
We will not tolerate witness tampering or witness interference.
He also says even if they had a fully staffed police force, they might not have been able to respond to the half dozen noise complaints they received before the shooting. He says they can have several dozen noise complaints on any given weekend, and emergency calls get priority. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, could Salt Lake City police have responded faster? A local police union says yes, police should have been there. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
It's no secret Salt Lake City police are short on officers. Department spokesman Brent Weisberg on David Ajanovic this morning.
As of September 13, we have 518 officers. That leaves us with 51 vacancies.
A police timeline shows six noise complaints were called in about the party believed to be where Aaron Lowe was shot and killed, but no officers were sent until calls came in about a fight with a weapon and then about shots fired.
What's happening is a failure of leadership. Plain and simple.
Ian Adams with the Utah Fraternal Order of Police says it's time to demand answers of why SLCPD and the city aren't stepping up to fully staff a department charged with serving and protecting an ever-growing city. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
There are already at least two memorials in Salt Lake City, one outside the house where Aaron Lowe was shot. The memorial features balloons and flowers and messages from Utes fans and teammates. The other is outside the school's football facility. Washington is bracing for a possible government shutdown after a party-line vote on Capitol Hill. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Senate Republicans have blocked a Democratic measure aimed at averting a government shutdown and raising the federal debt limit. The action leaves Congress with just days to cobble together a government funding bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republican senators today voted to drive our country straight toward a government shutdown and the first default in our country's history. A jury finds R&B star R. Kelly guilty of sex trafficking. The New York jury finding R. Kelly used his fame and power to recruit underage girls for sex. Noted women's rights attorney Gloria Allred says R. Kelly is the worst predator she's encountered.
He used the power of his celebrity to recruit vulnerable underage girls for the purpose of sexually abusing them.
Kelly was accused of running a Chicago-based criminal enterprise that recruited his accusers and then threatened and coerced them into continued compliance and silence. Police in Florida are searching for 19-year-old Valencia College sophomore Mia Marcano, who was last seen late Friday afternoon.
Mia is still missing. Her disappearance is suspicious, and our detectives and the family members obviously suspect foul play.
Orange County Sheriff John Mina, a man police have described as a person of interest, was found dead this morning by self-inflicted means. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The British government has put dozens of soldiers on standby to help ease fuel supply problems caused by a shortage of truck drivers. There's nobody to drive the gas delivery tankers. This whole situation is the result of panic buying of gas across the country, the government placing British Army tanker drivers in a state of readiness in order to be deployed to deliver fuel where it's needed most. Police in Southwest Florida are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
The FBI is now taking over the search in that wildlife reserve in Florida. Northport, Florida police say there won't be any more large-scale efforts, that the FBI will focus on targeted areas based on intelligence They hope that the water in the swampland will lower so agents can get into areas that are hard to access. After days of searching, it appears police have found nothing indicating Brian Laundrie was there.
Brian Laundrie's parents put out a statement today saying they don't know where their son is. They say there's been speculation that they assisted in their son getting away, but they insist it's not true. Good news about a Provo police officer shot in the line of duty earlier this year. Officer John Oseguera is now back on the job. 7 months later, Provo police today made the announcement. The officer was hit by shrapnel during an exchange of gunfire back in February and spent a full week in the hospital before 7 months of recovery. KSL News Time 5:05.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.